Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. Auto sales are growing so fast that Detroit can barely keep up. 3 years after the U.S. auto industry nearly collapsed, sales of cars and trucks are surging. Sales could even exceed 14 million this year, and car makers are adding shifts and hiring thousands of workers around the country. They have announced plans to add another 13,000 jobs this year alone. High school basketball player Landis Anderson is one of the top players in the state of Florida, averaging an impressive 19 points per game, and he does it all with the use of only one arm. The slender 6'4" junior suffered an injury at birth that disabled every nerve in his right arm, but he doesn't like that word and doesn't consider himself disabled. His parents placed a basketball in his hand when he was only 3 and saw the determination that would show up in all areas of his life: academics, community, service, and sports. Since September 2010, Minecraft, the video game focused on creativity and building, has attracted millions of fans and become a huge hit. The game's Swedish creator, Marcus Notch Persson, paid homage to his 20 employees Thursday by announcing on Twitter that he would pass along his $3 million in dividends to workers at his company, Mojang. Every single Mojangsta is a massive part of the reason Mojang is the best place on earth to work right now, Notch tweeted. The generosity follows the company milestone reached last month of 5 million Minecraft units sold. And our top story for today: for 91 years, James Henry, a lifelong fisherman, did not know how to read and write and carried the shame of not being able to order from a menu. It had been his life's ambition to read, and now, at the age of 98, the Connecticut captain has achieved just that, and more, penning a memoir of short stories about his life at sea. After nearly a year of tutoring, the captain from the ship Mystic began writing stories by hand on a yellow legal pad. From those short stories, the memoir, A Fisherman's Language, was born. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is. If you'd like to make a donation to help keep the show running, click or copy and paste the link below.